Today's daf is daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. We're going to start with Umimai, which is four lines down from the top. The Gemara had tried to find a source to pin down Rabbi Eliezer to maintain Zevezeh Gorem Osur. And the Gemara found a source in a Mishnah in Masechta Orla. The case was where there was a mixture of Si'ar. Si'ar means a leavening agent of Chulin that got mixed up with Si'ar Shel Truma. And there was an Isa, a dough, and the question is whether the Chulin becomes Truma, and the Truma generates an Iser on the Chulin. According to the Mishnah, it all depends as to whether this CR, which is a leavening agent, actually had a power to cause chimutz. And according to the Tanakhama, if the Truma was kedei lahachmitz, then the Tarovas is prohibited. According to Rabbi Eliezer, even though the Truma did not have the power to create leavening, nevertheless it would generate an Iser if it was Achro, if it was the last. So the Si'ar Shel Chulin fell in first, the Si'ar Shel Truma now clinches the process of Chimutz, and therefore the mixture is considered Truma and it's Osur. Whereas, according to the Chachamim, it matters not which fell first. Abaye, on the top here of Chav Zayin, made a comment, we saw it yesterday, to the effect that according to Rabbi Eliezer, when do we say that if the Si'ar Chulin fell in last, then the Tarovas is Mutter? That's only because as soon as the Si'ar of Chulin fell into this mixture, he immediately removed the Si'ar of Truma. But if, on the other hand, Lo Kana V'Silko, he left the Si'ar Shel Truma inside this mixture, in the dough, together with the Si'ar Shel Chametz, each one independently could not generate Chimutz, but the combined power of the two of them caused the leavening of the Isa, then Rabbi Eliezer would say it's Osur, even though the Achron was Chul. And the reason for this is because Zeh V'Zeh Gorem Osur. So you have two powers, each of which independently is not capable of generating an Isur, but if the two of them join forces, then it's us. And now the Gemara is going to reject Abaye's logic. Mimai de time of the Rabbi Eliezer kir de Abaye, who says that Abaye's interpretation of Rabbi Eliezer is the only act in town? In truth, the Gemara is going to argue that even in a case where the Si'ar of Isur is been removed, Dilma Taimed Rabbi Eliezer, Mishum Diachar Achron Aniba, Loshna Kadam Vesilek Esa Isur, Loshna Lo Kadam Vesilek Esa Isur. Meaning that according to the Gemara's alternative interpretation of the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, it's not true the premise that Abaye had suggested, that if the Si'ar of Isur remains there at the time that it became Chametz, and the Si'ar of Isur here is the Si'ar of Truma, was still in the Tarovas at the time that the Chimutz was clinched, then it becomes Osur. Perhaps Rabbi Eliezer would say the following, that Rabbi Eliezer is going to be matir the case of a Taroves when the Sa'ar of Chulin came last and the Isa now is mutter, because he has a principle of Achre Achron Adiba. What was the actual catalyst that clinched the process of Chimutz? And in this case, it was the Si'ar of Chulin. And it matters not whether the Si'ar of Truma is still in the mixture or it's been removed. And therefore, Loshna Silek, Loshna Slo Silek, even if he was not misalik the CR of Truma. Nevertheless, the Tarovis is Asur. Or I should say, the other way around, because now we're talking about a case, depends what the case is, but if the sequence was that the CR of Chulin was last, then even though the CR of Truma is still in the dough, it's Mutter. Avol bevasachas hochin ami deshari. And if, let's say, the two CRs, the CR of Truma together with the CR of Chulin had fallen simultaneously, and neither one of them was capable in and of itself of generating chibutz, then the whole Tarovus is mutter. And the reason for that is because Zevizegorim mutter. You cannot prove from Rabbi Eliezer that Zevizegorim is osur unless you accept Abai's interpretation. Then it all depends upon silko and low silko. And if it was low silko, Rabbi Eliezer would ask the Tarovus even if the Achron was Chulin. No, that's not true. We're going to say that if the Achron was Chulin, that's ipso facto an automatic matir, even if low silko, even though the Isa has now within it, right now, as is, Basheru Sham, the CR of Truma. Why? Because the Achron, the clincher, was Chulin. But if they both fell in together, the CR of Truma together with the CR of Chulin, it would be Mut. Ella, now we have to find a different source to prove that, according to Rabbi Eliezer, Zevezeh Gorem is awesome. So let's just make sure we're all on the right, have the right place. We're up to Ella, which is 10 lines down from the top of Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. The first word of the line is Achas. Ella, let's derive the conclusion that Rabbi Eliezer maintains that Zevezeh Gorem is Asur from a statement of Rabbi Eliezer regarding Atzei Asherah, which means these branches of wood have the status of Avodah Zarah. And we have a Mishnah in Masecht Avodah Zarah that records the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. Natal Heimenu, Eitzim. He takes branches off a tree that's Asherah, had the status of Avodah Zarah, Surban Noah. He's not allowed to use them for his own benefit. So, for example, if he wants to take Atzei Asherah and use them as fuel for his fire, that's prohibited. Hisik Bahem Esatanur. What happens if he used Atzei Asherah, which are Isuri Anah, for fuel, and he heats up his oven? Now, there are a number of different dimensions to this question in different scenarios. Number one, when you have a new oven, then it needs to be heated up in order to strengthen the walls of the oven. And that's a Hanah that it'll get in the case of a new oven. And even if it's an old oven, which is sturdy and strong, it doesn't need this burning process, this heating process. But nevertheless, if you put something into the oven, that will have been baked or cooked as a result of the Atzei Asherah that we use to create the fuel and generate the heat inside the oven. So first, the Mishnah addresses the question of the status of the oven itself henceforth. If it's chadosh, it's a brand new oven, has never been used, yutatz, we have to destroy it. You can never get benefit from this oven because the facilitator of strengthening the oven and completing its ability to function as an oven were the atzei asherah, that were the fuel that supplied the heat. But yashan, yutatz. If it's yashan, it's an old, used tanur, it doesn't matter how old it is, but it's been used and strengthened already in the past. Now, the only benefit he would get would be if he would put a dough into the oven right now, the heat that's trapped in the oven comes directly from the Atzei Asherah. So Yutzan, let him wait a few minutes till the oven cools off. Afabo Esapas, if he didn't wait until the oven would cool down, and he put his dough into the oven, and the dough now leavened, and it became a pas, it became a loaf of bread, asura ba'anah. that loaf of bread would, if you would enjoy it, would mean that your nene, you're benefiting from the Atzei Asherah that heated up this dough and made it possible for it to bake. This arva be'acheros, if somehow this pas that was baked in the oven that was heated up by Atzei Asherah now got lost, we can't identify, it's mixed up with other loaves of bread. And not only that, acheros b'acheros, even if there's a second tarovis. So the first tarovis was a tarovis between the pas and other kikros. Now one of those kikros from that first tarovis gets mixed up in a second tarovis. Is kula asurim b'ana. In other words, whereas in other isurim, we have a principle called bittul, not with regard to avodah zarah. Avodah zarah is so strict and severe that there's no din of bittul. So even if you had 1,000 pieces of bread against this one piece of bread, that's Avodah Zarah, in a Taroves, everything is awesome. Rabbi Eliezer now is recorded in the same Mishnah Avodah Zarah as the dissenting view. Omer, he says, Yolich Hana Liyam HaMelach. What he can do is, he can evaluate how much this pas that was baked by Atzei Asherah is worth on the market. He comes to the conclusion it's worth 10. He takes out of his pocket 10 and he throws it into the Dead Sea. And therefore he's not benefiting from this pas. Why? Because whatever monetary benefit, he's already taken it and thrown it into the water. So it's gone. Amru lo, the Chacham say to Rabbi Eliezer, ain pidyon l'avodah zarah. You have a pas that's been baked by avodah zarah. It's now a cheftzid isur. You can't redeem it and transfer its isur over to your money and then throw out the money. In any event, we see clearly that according to Rabbi Eliezer, if he doesn't take the money out of his pocket and throw it into the Amamelach, he also agrees to the Tanakhama that the status of the pas is that it's Asura. And he also would agree that with regard to the status of the oven, if it's a brand new oven, and this is the first time it's being heated up with Atzei Asherah, then that has to be destroyed. He can never benefit from this oven. Rashi already points out that when he uses the oven to bake a pas, and it's a situation, as we'll explain, of Zevez and Goreim, the Gemara could have quoted the Tanakhama, who says, Yutatz, that we have to get rid of this oven. We can never use it again. The Gemara only quotes Rabbi Eliezer instead of quoting the anonymous Chachamim because we have a specific name and identity of that Tana. But fundamentally, although there's machlokas here about Yolich Hanoli Amamelech, is the pidyon, so to speak, for Avodah Zarah, but Rabbi Eliezer agrees to the fundamental principle of the Chachamim, Yutatz, that this oven cannot be used henceforth. And that's based on the principle of Zevezeh Gorei. Why is that so? Because we already had on the previous Amud that we discussed yesterday, Chavavim and Beis, a Brisa. And there the Brisa was talking about a case where you heated up an oven with Klipe Arla or Klai Akem, which is a Surbanna. And there the Brisa went as far as to say that even if it's a Tanur Yashan, I'm sorry, even if it's Tanur Chadash, a brand new oven, Yutzan, you're allowed to use this oven henceforth, you just have to wait until the heat dissipates. That reflects the sheet of the Chachamim, who disagree with this second Brisa, and they hold that if you go ahead and you bake in this oven, then the pas is permissible. Why is that? Because there are two garmim here. It's Zevezeh Goreim and the Chachamim in the first Brisa hold, and Zevezeh Goreim is Mutter. There's one Goreim of the heat of the Eitzim that impact on the oven. And then when you put your pas into the oven itself is a Goreim to bake the dough. So it's a second Goreim. This Brisa, the second Brisa, the one of Atzei Asherah, is maintaining that Zevezeh Goreim is awesome. So the Gemara rejects this. Amar de Shabbat Leila Rabbi Eliezer, We already have established that with regard to Avodah Zarah, if this kikar of Avodah Zarah gets mixed up in other kikros and another tarovas and another one, even be'elef, it's lo batel, we have a chumra in Avodah Zarah that puts it on a separate level, and therefore we're going to apply the principle of zev zeh garim asur, but only exclusively in the case of Avodah Zarah because of its chumra. So the Gemara responds and says, Ela im kein, aman tarme. We have the second brisa, and the second brisa maintains that if you will heat up this oven for the first time with atzei asherah, then you can never use the oven henceforth. Yutatz. Who's the author of that brisa? I mean, after all, in the first brisa, in the case of klipei arla or kashin shel kolei kerem, there we didn't find any Tana who would say that it's mutter. In fact, lo matzinu Tana achar sheyomer zev zeh garim asur, ela Rabbi Eliezer. And we know that the Chacham in the first brisa disagree with Rabbi Eliezer. Da Tanya beheja, we have explicitly the brisa v'chein haya Rabbi Eliezer oser b'chol yisurim Shabbat Torah. So the Gemara has two explanations as to why we assume that Rabbi Eliezer in the mission of Avodah Zarah holds Zev Zeh Garim not only in Avodah Zarah exclusively, but in all Isurim. Number one, because otherwise we cannot pin down that Mandiyomer who says Yutatz, that in a Zev Zeh Garim situation we paskin that it's Asur. Who would be the Tana? The Tana that represents the Chacham in the first Brisa would not accept Zev Zeh Garim Asur. So it has to be, by possible elimination, the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. And secondly, we have a brisa that says explicitly, V'chein hoy Rabbi Eliezer also v'chol yisurim Shabbat Torah, that Rabbi Eliezer's initial statement regarding Atzei Asherah was now extended by the brisa to all yisurim Torah. Now, at this point, the Gemara wants to clarify, what is the sheet of Rebbe? Omar Abaye, Imtim Salomar, if you're going to tell me that you have some sort of a brisa, we don't know that this brisa exists, that formulates the sheet of Rebbe, that the pas itself is Asur, and it means that the Tanur is the first, I mean to say, the Eitzei, the Atzim of Klipei Arla, etc., etc., are the first Gorim, and then you have a second Gorim in terms of the Tanur. That means that Rebbe holds Zev Zeh Garim is Asur. So that the first Brisa that says that Tana is an anonymous Tana that's quoted as saying that Tanur Shisiku Beklipei Arla Chadash Yutatz, we have to get rid of this oven, we can never bake in this oven, that's Rebbe and Haina Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Eliezer and Rebbe are on the same page. They both agree that Zev Zeh Garim is Asur. The Imtun Salomar, but if you're going to tell me that Rebbe actually holds Zev Zeh Garim Mutter, and that brisa that says that in a new Tanur that was blasted and heated by Klipei Arla Suriana is Yutatz, that would only reflect the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, but not the sheet of Rebbe. V'hacha, when Rebbe says that if you were to bake the dough immediately after it was heated up by Klipei Arla in that same oven, the pasas asura, then, says Abaye, it's not based on Zev Zeh Garim asur, but rather it's based on a different principle, which is called Mishum D'yeshvach Eitzim V'pas. That as a result of the fact that this dough was baked, the baking itself is a benefit directly from the Atzei Arla. The heat that baked the oven comes from Isuri Hana. That's called Shvach Eitzim B'Pas. In other words, when a person eats this pas, that's not Zev Zeh Garim. That's not Garim to the second degree. There's only one Goreb here. He is going to benefit from the heat that baked this pas. And in the case of Tanur Chadash, that would be Zev Zegorim. If he wants to use that Tanur later after it cools off, that would be Mutter according to Rebbe. Zev Zegorim is Mutter. However, Hani Karos V'Kosos Utsluchios, if you have various kinds of utensils like cups and bowls and plates, and in the process of taking this earthenware and making it into a piece of pottery, a utensil, you needed to use atzei, let's say asherah, or klipei orl, etc., then asire, even Rebbe, despite the fact that he rejected the principle, according to this tzad, of Rabbi Eliezer Zev Zegorim Asur, he would prohibit it. Because there's no second Gorim over here. The Kli itself was created by the heat of Atzei Asherah, and now he's benefiting directly from the Kli. It's not like the case of the Tanur, where the Tanur is going to heat up the oven and then he puts his dough into the oven. Here he's eating directly from the Tzluchis and the Karos. Ki pligi, when would Rebbe, if he rejects Zev Zegorim, argue against Rabbi Eliezer? That's only betanur ukidera, when you have brand new ovens or pots. And then, he's not going to directly benefit from the oven or the pot. The oven is going to maintain the heat, or the pot, the heat, and then he's going to bake or cook inside the oven, or inside the pot. And that depends upon the machlokas now between Rebbe and Rabbi Eliezer. The Lomandi Omer Zev Zegorim Asur, Asur. Lomandi Omer Zev Zegorim Mutter, going to Rebbe, Mutter, Shari. Ika Diamri, now we have a second Lishna that expresses a dissenting view against Abai. Afilu Lomandi Omer Zev Zegorim Mutter, Kidera Asura. You're telling me that if they were Mitzare, if they strengthened this Kidera with Atze Isur, then, if you hold Zevzeb Mutter, then you'd be allowed to benefit from it? No. Here's Asura. Why? Why is it Kedera Asura? The Hakibla Bishula Mekame Denitan Eitzim Dehetera. In other words, a person has what we call Hanos Tashmish. He's enjoying the benefit and the use of this Kedera without another Gorin. Why? Because whatever food he puts inside the pot, he's benefiting from the fact that the pot is holding on to the food. In other words, it's not just that the kedera is a facilitator to hold on to the heat of the water that's boiling and facilitate the bishul, but it's also a receptacle that's holding on to whatever is in the pot. So I throw in my vegetables into the pot, and I'm being nenef from the pot itself. Again, it's not as profound as the case of a kara or a kos, where I eat directly from the pot, but nevertheless, there's a direct contact between the food and the pot itself. And therefore, it's not similar to the case of tanur. In the case of tanur, you heat it up the tanur, and then with atzei isur, and then you put your dough inside the tanur. He's not benefiting directly from the tanur. He's benefiting from the heat that's produced by the tanur. That's a second gorem in addition to the atzei asherah. And zevzei gorem, according to Rebbe, is mut. Om Rav Yosef, Rav Yudim Shmuel, tanur shisiku beklipe orlo bekashin shel klaya kerem, chadash yutatz, yoshan yutzan. It means that Shmuel, according to this tradition, accepts the position of Zev Zegorim Asur, and therefore the Tanur, if it's a brand new Tanur, is Asur. Ofabos Apas. Rebbe Omer Apas Muteres. Vechachomim Omrim Apas Asura. If afterwards he goes and he bakes in this oven, Rebbe says that he could still eat the loaf of bread. Chachom say it's Asur. The Gemara immediately asks on Shmuel Vatanya Ipcha. We had a Braisa earlier that says just the opposite. That Rebbe would say that the pas is asur. It was only the Chacham who said muteres. And the Gemara answers, Shmuel ibchatani. Shmuel presented it in the opposite way. He had a different tradition as to what the Shitos, respectively, of Revi and the Chachavi, by Seema. Others say that Shmuel may have had the Brice exactly the way out we said it, but he switched around the names. Why would he do such a thing? The Alma Kasover Shmuel, everybody knows that based on the general rules of Psak of Shmuel, Halacha Kerevi Mechaverov Lo Mechaverov. So if the Chacham reject Rebbe, then in such a case, we would say that we paskin like the Chacham, which means the pas is muteres. But Shmuel felt that this was the exception to the rule, and that we're going to paskin like Rebbe, possibly because Rabbi Eliezer agrees with Rebbe, so he's not a Das Yochid. And therefore, to impress upon the public that we paskin that the pas is asura, sover asne ifcha, I would be better off if I switched around the names. So instead of the Chacham saying the pas is muteres, now Shmuel is presenting it that the Chacham say the pas is asura, which is really in truth the sheet of Rebbe. But had Shmuel presented it to the public as the sheet of Rebbe, they would have assumed that Shmuel paskins like Chacham im lekula, but in fact he paskins like Rebbe lechum. Now the Gemara quotes the last part of the Braisa, Bishla Gabi Gecholim Divriya Kola Pas Muteris. If he took the Klipe Arla, the Kashin Shel Kalayim, and the same would apply to Atzei Asherah, and he burnt them in such a way that now they are coals, and now he puts his dough on top of the coals, everybody agrees the Pas is Muteris. It means that we no longer have Klipe Arla, now we have Gecholim, it's a whole new entity. And the same tradition comes from Rabbi Chiya Bar Ashi, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. And there's going to be now a controversy. We don't know who holds what. Chan Omer, according to one opinion, Lo Shanu, when do we say the pas is permitted? Ela Gecholim Omemos. If we're talking about a case where these Gecholim were very, very hot, and now they began to cool off. So they reached their maximum level of heat, and therefore the Eitzim are completely consumed. They no longer exist in this world. And therefore there's no Iser Hanah to use these Gecholim, and there's no reason to prohibit the Pas. Aval Gecholim lo chashos. But if the coals over here did not cool off yet, they didn't reach their maximum height, they're still hot because of the Klipe Arla, Asurin. According to one opinion, even Rebbe, who holds Evezeh Gorim is Mutu, will Asur the Pas in this case. V'chad Omar, Afilu Gecholim Lo Chashos Nami Mutarim, even though there is a very early stage in which these Gecholim are still, they're still getting heated up, nevertheless, it's not considered Klipe Arla, and there's no Isra No. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. Bishleim Laman Diyara Lochashos Asurim. I understand that Lochashos should be Asurim the Yeshvach Eitzim V'Pas. In other words, you're benefiting in the Pas directly from the Eitzim. El Laman Diyara Afilu Lochashos Mutarim. I don't get it. Lochashos Mutarim, how could that be? Pas the Osar Mishum the Yeshvach Eitzim Bipas Le Rebbe Hechem Ishkachzei. Rebbe went on record as saying that if you heat up your bread, your dough, with Klipe Arla, then it's awesome. Why? Because the Yeshvach Eitzim Bipas. Under what circumstance it would be Yeshvach Eitzim Bipas? By definition, the very moment that you burn the Klipe Arla and the fire comes up, it's already consumed. And it's already Gecholim. Call it Lochashos, but now you're telling me that even Lochashos are Mutaros. Rav Papa says that the only situation which Rebbe applies the Iser of Yeshvach Eitzim V'Pas is Kshavuka Kenegdo, which means that when he puts the Eitzim into this oven, the flame is coming directly from the Eitzim into the pas. Why? It's kavuka kenegdo. The afias pas takes place when the eitzim are still burning, and the fire is going from the eitzim directly into the pas. That's called shvach eitzim v'pas. But if, on the other hand, he waits until the eitzim become gecholim, that's already, even in a case where they're still burning, that's already gecholim, and gecholim does not generate an iser in the pas. Now we're going to turn to Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis. We've just established that in a case of Avuka Kenegdo, and only in the case of Avuka Kenegdo, does Rebbe say that the pas is Asura. Michlal, de Rabbanan Pligi, Aleafilu be Avuka Kenegdo. The Rabbanan were the ones who disagreed with Rebbe, and in their dissenting view, they were Matir the pas that was heated up by Atze Arla. How could that be? If it's a case of Avuka Kenegdo, and the fire is shooting up from the Eitzim directly into the pas, and it's baking this dough, then he's certainly being nene from the Eitzim. So the Gemara answers, Sharu afilu kishavuka kenegdo. It is the heat that comes from the avuka, from this torch, so to speak, of Atze Orla, that sets up a baking process, that triggers off the baking of the dough. And that heat that is baking the dough comes from the Eitzim as they're being consumed, they're being burnt. In other words, it's not the part of the Eitzim that's still intact that's generating the heat. According to Chacham, the heat is coming from that part of the Eitzim, of the wood, that's actually burning. And at that point, that part of the, let's call it, if you picture it up and down, the top part of the Eitzim, that's already Gecholim. And it's no longer Klipe Arla. So Gemara asks a kasha, Eitzim disurid l'rabbanon heichim ishkachas lo. Is there a scenario in which even the Rabbanon will agree that if you bake your bread with the fuel of Atze Asher as the fire comes up, it's usur ba'no, you're not allowed to eat this pas? What would be a scenario, a hechatimtz, in which even the Rabbanon would say it's usur? Because we have a Mishnah in Masechta Avodah Zarah that says, not only menu, he takes from the Asherah the wood of this idolatry tree, it's usur ba'no. So it means that there's a stab Mishnah. Apparently all the Chachamim agreed unanimously that there would be an Isra ha'no if you burn Atze Asherah and you use it for your benefit to cook something. The answer is nein, says the Gemara. Omar av ami bar chama bishar shifa, to bake or cook with the fire of Isuri ha'no, Atze Asherah would be mutter koit to Chachamim. The only case in which Atze Asherah would be asur is if you have a benefit from the Eitzim in their original state, where they're intact and they're not burning, and that's called Sharshifa. Sharshifa means that he took this wood, he took it to a carpenter, and this is wood from an Asherah tree, it's Avodah Zarah. The carpenter made a seat for him, and he sits on the seat. Or the carpenter made a little stool for him, and he puts his feet up on top of the stool. He's now benefiting directly from Atze Asherah and their Be'en. They haven't been burned. They have a mamashas. And therefore, he is violating that Iser Hanah in those cases. So the pas itself is muteres, because the Hanah is coming after Bir, meaning after the wood is burnt. But if he has direct benefit from the Atze Asherah, that's when he violates the Iser of Avodah Zarah. Bar Minei Rebbe Rami Bar Chama Mirav Chizda Tanur Sheisiku Bi Atze Hegdesh. He takes Eitzim of Hegdesh and Ofabos Hapas, he heats up the oven, and now he bakes his bread. L'Rabbanan D'Sharu B'Kamaisa, according to the Chachamim, who said that in the case of Klipe Arla, Ein Shvach Eitzim B'Pas, and therefore he's allowed to eat the pas that was baked in an oven that was heated by Atze Asherah. My, what's the din if we substitute for Klipe Arla, Eitze Hegdesh? Amalea Pas Asura. In this case, even the Chacham agree that you're not allowed to benefit from the Pas. So the Gemara immediately asks, Ma Bein Zu, meaning this bread that was baked with Atze Hegdesh, Le Arla, to the Pas that was baked from Atze Arla, Klipe Arla. Amar Rava Achiyashta Arla Betela B'Masaya Hegdesh Afil B'Elef Lo Batim. We have a Chumra in Hegdesh that doesn't apply to not to Arla, not to Klai Kerem, and that is there's no Bittel in Hegdesh. So it means two things. Number one, it means that Hegdesh is more Chumra than all other Isurim, and therefore we might ask in the pass, even though the Atzei Hegdesh were already burning. And secondly, this whole process of Ein Shrach Eitzim Apas is predicated to some extent on the concept of Bittel. We don't view the Atzei Ashera or the Atzei Arla as an actual Hana in the Pas. It's Bittel, it loses its status. But Hegdesh can never lose its status. Rava objects to Rav Chisda's formulation. Elama Rava. Ikashale Hakasha. I have a question, an objection to raise against Rav Chisda. We have a principle, by way of introduction, of Me'ila Behegdesh. And Me'ila Behegdesh has two sides of a coin. Number one, if you benefit from Hegdesh, the Hegdesh is Yatzo L'chulin. It's a process of being Mechalel the Hegdesh. You desecrate the Kedush of Hegdesh. And number two, you have the Chiyuvim of Me'ila. And you're going to have to bring a Korban Me'ila, and you have to pay the fees, Keren V'Chomesh, whatever the laws of Me'ila are. So Rav objects here. Wait a second. He uses the Hegdesh, the Atzei Hegdesh, as a fuel. That is Me'ila. He is benefiting from Hegdesh. Halomol HaMasik, V'chol Hecha Demol HaMasik, Nofkulei L'chulin. We have a principle that anything that has what's called Kedushas Domim, it's not Kedushas HaGuf. In Kedushas HaGuf, even if you're Moel, let's say Mizbeach, you're Moel and Behemes Kodshim, it's not Yotzei L'chulin, but in Kedushas Domim, like the case of Atzei Hegdesh, then it's Yotzei L'chulin. So the moment that he bakes his bread, how could you, Rav Chisda, claim that the bread is prohibited because he's benefiting from Hegdesh? It's no longer Hegdesh. Because once he burns the fire, lights the fire of the oven, it's already Me'ilah, it's already Yotzei L'chulin. Amar Rav Papa, Hacha bi'atzei shlomim askinan. This is not your regular case of Kedushas Domim with an Iser Me'ilah. This is a case of a quasi-Kedushas HaGuf. How do you have Eitzim that are Kedushas HaGuf and don't lend themselves to Me'ilah? It's a case of Atzei Shlomim. Atzei Shlomim means that he was Magdish Eitzim for the purpose of buying Shlomim, meaning he'd sell the Eitzim on the market, and then he would take the money and buy Shlomim. Therefore, the Eitzim, in that case where he's magdish them in order to sell them for Shlomim, gain the status of Kedushas HaGuf. They have a status similar to that of Korban Shlomim. And we're going to assume that therefore they're not Yotzei L'chulin because there's no Din Me'ilah. Now at this point we have to mention that there's no Din Me'ilah in Shlomim. And therefore, if the Kedusha of these Atzei Shlomim is that of Shlomim, then there's no Me'ilah, and hence we've answered Rava's objection. The Gemara says, Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda, Di Omar Hegdesh Meshogeg Mischalel, B'mezid Eino Mischalel. If a person misappropriates Hegdesh, but he does so B'shogeg, then that Me'ilah is motzi es hegdesh l'chulin. But if he does it deliberately, eino mischalel. Now we're not sure whether or not that is a doraisa halacha or a drabanan halacha. And the origin of Rabbi Yehuda Shita is in a sugya in Masechta Kedushin and Hey. And it's a bit of a complicated sugya. Different gersos. So the Gemara now tries to explain why is it that according to Rabbi Yehuda b'Meizid Eino Mischal, Mataima, V'meizid my time lo. Why isn't it mischal? Why isn't it yotzi lechul? Came under lav bar me'ilahu. If a person violates me'ilah deliberately, then A, he's not chayv a karban asham, which is only brought for shogeg. Number two, he's not chayv the extra chomesh. And number three, lo nafik lechulin. The parsha of me'ilah does not operate in any shape or form, even with regard to the dimension of hamoel is mischalel. And therefore the Gemara says, by analogy, shlomim nami, even in the case of a hegdish of shlomim, came into lav bar me'ilah ninhu, there's no chiv me'ilah on shlomim, is lo nafki lechulin. That halacha that through me'ilah the hegdish is yotzel lechulin, is mischal, doesn't apply to shlomim. And therefore we understand very well that if he bakes the pas with atzei hegdish, and these etzim were sanctified for the purpose of shlomim, the pas itself is asura, and the reason for that is the etzim are not yotzi lechulin, and they remain hegdesh, they have the status of shlomim, and they're asur mana, and this iser generates an iser in the pas, even according to the chachom. The Gemara now raises an objection to the objection of Rava. Rava had said that anyone who does mi'ilah, and by lighting the eitzim of the fire, it's yotzi lechulin. Says the Gemara, v'chol heichad demal amasig nafki lechulin. Is that really true? That whenever the moel, the person who misappropriated hegdesh, he uses the atzei hegdesh in order to heat up his oven, the eitzim of yotzi lechulin v'atani, we have a braisa that says, kol anisrofim, all isuri anah that have a mitzvah of sreifa. For example, let's take the case of Nosar, or better yet, let's take the case of Arla, Klaya Kerem, Trumat Meach, Chometz B'Pesach. In all these cases, once you burn them, you burn the Klipe Arla, and then the Afer, the ashes that result from the burning are Mutter. It means that once you fulfilled the mitzvah to burn it, then that's mafkia the Iser Hanah. That's called Nase's mitzvah. Chutz mi'atzei asherah. The exception to the rule is atzei asherah, that even though the mitzvah is sreifa and you have to burn them, the efer is still awesome. And another exception to this rule is the efer hegdesh liolam asa. If he takes atzei hegdesh and he burns them, then the ashes that result are always us. Now, this contradicts Rava, because Rava says that when you take Hegdesh and you use it, and you burn it, then it's Yotzei Lechulin. Here we're talking about a case where he is benefiting from Hegdesh even after the Sreifa. Whereas according to Rava, with the Sreifa, he is Moel. Omar Rabbi Bar Chama, what's the case in the Braisa? Kigon, shenafla dleka me'aleha bi'atzei asherah. This was not a case of me'ilah. Me'ilah means he deliberately and actively misappropriated hegdesh. But here, a fire broke out and burnt the atzei hegdesh, and now we have ashes. Dleka inish the nimol. There's no me'ilah. Nobody violated the isa me'ilah. And in that case, we understand why the Afer is also Liola, because if there's no Me'ilah, it's not Yotzi Lechulin. Gemara offers a second possible answer. Rabbi Shmaya Omar, he says that when it says Afer Hegdesh is Osur, that's be Oson Shetu'udim Gneza. That's only with regard to Hegdesh that requires Gneza, and that means the Afer of the Trumas HaDeshen. And that requires Gneza, which means you're not allowed to benefit from the Afer. Now, again, we're talking about a case in Trumas HaDeshen where you were allowed to burn the Kodshim, and nevertheless, the Afer requires Gneza. The Gemara is going to learn this halacha in Trumas HaDeshen from a special Yalfusa, a pasuk in Vayikra Vav. V'samo etzal mizbeach. V'samo, it doesn't say v'shlich. It means v'samo, he's got to put it down in a very specific place, next to the mizbeach. He's got to do it b'nachas, and this is halacha of siva, of resting it down, not hashlocha, not to throw it. And it says v'samo, it could have said v'sam. What's v'samo? Kulo. Kulo means the entire shear of the truma. It's not enough miktsaso. And then v'samo shalo yefazer. That the word v'sam means he's got to place it down. He's not allowed to let it, you know, spread and throw the ashes in this direction and that direction. All of the ashes, the entire volume, have to be placed in one location. So we see here that Trumas HaDeshen needs Geniza next to the Mizbeach, and that generates an Isar Anah. So it has nothing to do with whether it's Me'ila or not Me'ila. But anything that needs Geniza is Asur Banah. And therefore, Efer Hegdesh Li'olam Asur, because we derive from the Pasuk V'samo that it needs Geniza. Now, at this point, we are going back to Masechet Pesachim, so to speak, meaning to Chametz. And the Mishnah had recorded back on Daf Chaf Aleph of Machlokes Shem Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham as to how to fulfill the mitzvah of Ach Ba'Yom HaRishon Tashbisu. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion was Ein Bir Chametz El Asreifa. And the Chachamim say Mefazer V'Zora L'Ruach. You can take the Chametz, crumble it, and throw it to the wind. And now we're going to quote a Braisa that's going to explain why Rabbi Yehuda insists on Sreifa. Tanya Omar Rabbi Yehuda Ein Bir Chametz El Asreifa. And we're going to derive this now from a Kavachomer from Nosar. Vadin Nosain, we have a Kavachomer, Ma Nosar. If you have Karbonos, the meat of which was left beyond the time allotment, and it became Nosar, She'eno b'bal yiroa u'bal yimotz. The Torah wasn't so machmir in the case of Nosar to impose these extra two Isurim, which it did in the case of Chametz called Bayiroa b'yimotz. And yet, nevertheless, Ta'un Sreifa, the Torah says that a Nosar b'esh tisrofu. Is Chametz she'yeshno b'bal yiroa b'yimotz? The Torah is even more machmir in Chametz than it was in Nosar. The Torah says that as long as you leave it in your Rishus, after the Zman Isa, you violate a lav, a two lav. It's lo kolshkan, much more so shaton sreifa, that we should require sreifa. Now, if that be the case, then imagine the case, according to Rabbi Yehuda, of a person who wants to get rid of his chametz, and he has no opportunity to burn them in a campfire. He just doesn't have any logs, or it's very dangerous, or whatever it might be. So, Amar lo, the Chacham say, Kol din shatadon mitchila, mitchilos lahachmir, v'sof lahakel eino din. You are exceeding the bounds and the power of kal v'chomer. Kal v'chomer means that we're going to derive a chumrah from a kal and apply it certainly to the chomer. But if that chumrah is also asi lidei kula, it's sofa lahakil, then you cannot derive from a kavachomer a chumra that's sofa lahakil. And here in this case, it's sofa lahakil. Why? Because you're telling me, you're restricting him. The only way he could fulfill the mitzvah of bir chametz is with sreifa. He's going to run around and look for the opportunity for sreifa. But lo matza eitzim l'sarfa. Lo and behold, he cannot find logs. Is Yehei Yoshev Ubatel? He's not going to destroy his chametz, according to Rabbi Yehuda, because he doesn't have access to a fire. V'atora Amar Tashbisu Siyar Mibateichem. B'chol Dover Shati Yochel Ashbisa. Just get rid of it. Don't start running around trying to create a fire, and if you don't find a fire, then you're not going to be Makayim, you're going to be Yoshev Batel, leave your chametz in your Rishus. So now, Rabbi Yehuda is in a defensive position. The Chachamim have now rejected his Kal V'chomer. Chazar Rabbi Yehuda v'dono midin acher. Now, what this means is, din acher is called a binyan av. And the difference between a Kal V'chomer and a binyan av is that whereas a Kal V'chomer could only work if it's a chumra delo asi lidei kula, it's not sofa lahakel. In the case of a binyan av works absolutely straight across the board, no strings attached. And it doesn't matter whether it's a chumrah or a kula, it's just a binyanav, it's an equation. The Torah told us to equate two dinim, and we're going to equate those two dinim. And what is this binyanav of Rabbi Yehuda? Nosar is asur b'achila. Vechametz asur b'achila is therefore, we're going to say that ma'an nosar b'sreifa, af chametz b'sreifa. We have a binyan av that anything that's prohibited in achila has to be burnt. And where do I see that from? I derive that from nosar. So since nosar, by virtue of the fact that it's osur b'achila, you have to burn it, so too chametz, which is osur b'achila, you have to burn it. So the Gemara says, if that be the case, Amru lo l'chacham seim nevela tochiyak shasur b'achila v'yena ton sreifa. It's not true that anything that's osur b'achila needs sreifa. Although in the case of Nosar, it does require Sefer, but what about the case of Nevela? The Torah never required that you burn Nevela, you're not allowed to eat Nevela. Amalahem, so Rabbi Yehuda responds to the Chachamim, Hefresh, I have a major difference between Nosar, Osir, Bachila, Ubehana. When I isolate Nosar, and I want to use it as a binyan av to teach me that isuri achila requires sreifa, that's because nosar is not just osur b'achila, but it's also osur behana. Is ma nosar ton sreifa, av chametz ton sreifa. Chametz also happens to be osur b'ano, but nevela is not osur b'ano. Like gerashem yishrechi titanena. Now wait a second. It comes out that according to Rabbi Yehuda's second formulation, any Isur Hanah requires Sreifa. And we derive that from Nosar and we apply it to Chametz. But wait a second. Amru lo, what about Shai Niskal? Shai Niskal is Osir Hanah, and there is no requirement to Sreifa. Yochiach, therefore, Shai Niskal should be a proof to undermine your Shita. Shu Osir Achilu Hanah V'eino Ton Sreifa. So how are you going to derive chametz with this binyan av from Nosar and then say, well, we're only going to apply this binyan av to the case of chametz. Chametz is osur b'anah, therefore it's ton sreifa. But other isuri anah, for example, shor niskal, they don't require sreifa. They're not included in this binyan av. I mean, that seems so arbitrary. Amalehem, so Rabbi Yehuda responds to the chachamim, hefresh. There's a difference between Nosar and Chametz on the one hand and Shor Niskal on the other hand. Nosar also b'achila b'ano, and not only that, but v'onush kares. Chametz is also b'achila b'ano v'onush kares. So we have a striking resemblance to set up a binyanah between Nosar and Chametz. A, B, and C. A, an isur achila, B, an isur ano, and C, a chiv kares. However, when we get to Shor Niskal, that's not Chayiv Kares. Is therefore, since the Torah equated Nosar and Chametz with all these three elements, Achila, Hanah, and Kares, is Ma B'Sreifa, Nosar is B'Sreifa, Af Chametz B'Sreifa. So that unless you find another Macholos Asuros, which is an Isra Achila Hanah and Kares, then there's not going to be any derivation of Sreifa. Amru lo, Chacham say, I'm going to come up with a case where all three are checked off, all three boxes. It's Osir Achila, Osir Hanah, and Chayiv Kares, and yet there's no mitzvah of Sreifa. Chelbo shel Shor Niskal Yochiach, after they do Skila on the Shor Niskal, then they took out the chalev. Now the chalev of Shor Niskal, unlike other chalev, is osur b'anah, because it's part of the shor. The shor is osur b'anah. And if you eat chalev, you incur a chiyuv kares. And chalev, because it's from a Shor Niskal, is osur b'anah. So now we have a chalev that's number one, osur b'achila. Number two, it's osur b'anah. And number three, it generates a chiyuv kares. And yet, the ein Ton Sreifa. We never found anywhere that the Chelev of a shor niskal requires sreifa. And here we turn to Daf Chof Ches. Chazer of Yudav Idano din acher nosar yeshna v'valtosiru chavetz v'valtosiru ma nosar v'sreifa af chavetz v'sreifa. Now we're going to add a fourth box, a fourth striking similarity between chavetz and nosar, and that is that both have a kind of bal yiro bayim matzah, meaning the Torah in both cases says you're not allowed to keep it in your rishus. You got to get rid of it, and that's called hanosar ba'esh tisrofu. Burn it, get rid of it. Don't keep it around. You're not allowed to lie it around. Let it lie around. And chavetz has the same halacha of bal tosiru, meaning that you're not allowed to leave it around. You're enjoined from leaving it in your possession because of bal yiro bayim matzah. And just like nosar requires sreifa, therefore says Rabbi Yehuda, chavetz requires sreifa. So this limud of Rabbi Yehuda of chametz from Nosar is also about mematzinu, but yet he calls it din acher, which sounds like it's a kal v'chomer, because according to this approach, he doesn't have to derive it from the fact that they're both osur b'achilu v'hanoh and nechayev kares. All he needs to show is that they both have this isur lehosirum, that you're not allowed to maintain possession over them. And that's really the key of keys here. According to the Maram Chalava, however, this Braisa could have said that Rabbi Yehuda derives his din from Nosar in the similarity, the resemblance between Nosar and Chametz in those ways, that they're both Osir Bachilu Banah, they have a Chi of Kares, and they're all enjoined under Bal Tosiru. So that it's not just the focus on Bal Tosir, but you also need all the other elements, the Isra Achila, Hanoah, and Chiyuv Kares. Now, in the case of Shor HaNiskal, or even Chelev of Shor HaNiskal, we're talking about a situation where there's no Isra of Bal Tosiru, and therefore, even though the Chelev of Shor HaNiskal has all the other elements in the equation, nevertheless, it's not included in this Binyanav, this is Bamematzinu to Nosar. The Yushalmi says, Omer lahem, Chometz osa b'achilu b'hano, v'chayoven ala karis, v'yesh lo zman. Hanosar osa b'achilu b'hano, chayoven ala karis, v'yesh lo zman. Al yochiach chelev sharaniskal she'en lo zman. So it means that Rabbi Yehuda is certainly building his din, his case, on the fact that amongst all the other elements of the equation which they have, both chametz and nosar has zman li'isurim, which means yeshno v'bal tosiru. And that reflects what we saw in the name of the Ram Chalva. Okay then, so this is where we're going to stop, on the top of Daf Chavches Omen Aleph. Have a great Shabbos.